For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
You know you need fiber for a healthy gut, but do you actually know how to get it? Quaker's been serving up fiber since 1877, with over 100 great-tasting, good source of fiber options to choose from. Whether you like old-fashioned oats, instant oatmeal, granola, or oatmeal squares, Quaker makes it delicious. Mmm, so good. Get your fiber with Quaker. Shop Quaker's good source of fiber products at a store near you.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's do this. This
is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm just an on-air host.
Rich Eisen.
Looking for shoulder care.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, actor Zach Galifianakis. Coming up, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Two-time Academy Award winner Peter Farrelly. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Eisen Show is on the air. What a fun chat we had with Zach Galifianakis in hour number one. Cam Hayward's joining us in the middle of this hour. It's a What's More Likely Friday, top of hour number three. And then Peter Farrelly, the Academy Award winning director of Green Book, and along with Bobby Farrelly, some of the best movies of our time, man. From Kingpin to Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber. He's back in that realm. He wins an Academy Award for Green Book, and he goes, you know what, I want to make a movie called Balls Up.
Let's get back to the important things.
And it's wild. That's hour three. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Tom Pelissero back here on the Rich Eisen Show, our buddy from NFL Network, and awesome to see you, sir. How are you, bud?
Great to see you, Rich. What's up to the boys in the studio?
Tommy, hey. P, what's up, baby?
Tommy P.
All right, Tom. There's not going to be any video of you saying hello.
Well, no, hold on.
TJ's not
it.
Here.
No, I got
oh,
it.
Oh, you have.
I got it. Yeah.
Hey.
Probably. Yeah. Hey.
We're on
I'm
top
so
of
glad.
It.
I'm just. Yes,
great job, Tom.
All right. So now I need percentages. Percentages. The information you're getting and gleaning and being told, how much of it is absolute, complete lying right now? Do you think? Don't call anybody out by name. Because anybody who has texted you that you're about to somewhat call out without naming is part of a massive influx of people who are texting you. So no one knows who you're referring to. But I want a percentage of information that you're getting that you think is a complete lie.
Yeah.
Tom Pelissero.
I would say it's not so much that it's a complete lie. Mm. I would say over half the information maybe people who are honestly saying what they're hearing, but that is based on what they heard from someone else who got lied to. So I'm like 3 degrees of separation from a lot of the lies. And so
okay.
You're trying to piece things together, especially when it comes to who's drafting,
yes,
what player, even projecting the top 10 of the draft. You hear a variety of different scenarios. I do think, though, Rich, one thing that's not a lie is the number of GMs, especially outside the top half of round one, who are like, we don't know what's going to happen because you do have such a short list of the true blue chip players, the true first round players. If you got a pick in the 20s somewhere, 5, 10, 15 picks ahead of you, there could be some guys that you've got second round grades on. It's just, it's going to be a really unique draft. And a lot of times those phone calls with things like trades, yes, there's speculation within the league. There's obviously teams that have a proclivity for trading based upon their history. But a lot of times those calls really start to heat up on Monday. And those 3-4 days before the draft begins are really long days as everybody in the league tries to figure out what's going on.
First likely spot for a trade is where?
I would look at number three with the Cardinals. We know, again, Monty Austenfort has a history. If he doesn't feel like he's getting value, there's no reason to bail out because he's well within the area. I mean, at one, we all anticipate it's Fernando Mendoza. At two for the Jets, I would be surprised at this point. And again, Rich, plenty of lies out there, but I would be surprised if it's not David Bailey, the Texas Tech edge rusher, which then would bring up the Cardinals, who you could see them going with Arvell Reese. You could see them go in offensive line with Francis Marinoa. And certainly there'd be a scenario where, you know, we all know that the Cowboys potentially are a trade-up candidate. The Browns, they could go up, down, sideways. They've got a history of doing those things. I would just say the Cardinals have plenty of needs. You're not going to pass up if you feel like there's a generational player. But if there's a way to manipulate it and move back a couple spots and pick up another pick, we've seen Monty do it before, including when he dealt with the Texans in the draft where they got Stroud and Will Anderson Jr., and he ended up with an extra one.
Okay, so what is the market for Jeremiah Love right now, as you can peg?
The highest, I've had people bring up the possibility of Jeremiah Love to Arizona at three. That seems like it's probably pushing it just if you're evaluating needs. But he's on that really short list of, you know, depending who you talk to, 6 to 10, truly blue chip difference maker types of players here. I wouldn't rule anything out. Certainly there's been a lot of focus on the Titans at four. It makes a ton of sense. They've been trying to take the pressure off of Cam Ward, build up the wide receiver group around him, build up the defense. They still have Tony Pollard under contract. They still have Tajay Spears, but you know, adding Jeremiah Love would be a difference maker. You also could see, you know, potentially Tennessee continuing to build up that defense. I would say that might be the ceiling on Sonny Styles. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, where exactly Sonny Styles goes after he blew up the combine. We've seen Robert Saul in the past have big, rangy inside linebackers. They were trying to get something done in free agency at that spot. You know, could Styles, that would be a surprise pick, but you could see potentially where that potentially might fit in.
What do you think the Giants thinking? I've heard so many rumors with them sitting right in the middle of that first 10. What's the Giants thinking right now at five, Tom?
There's a lot of voices in that building right now. Mm. And I think that everybody's trying to figure out just kind of what the power dynamic is and how the draft is going to play out.
Wow.
Joe Shane is heavily involved. He runs the scouting operation. But John Harbaugh's got a ton of juice, and he's got some of his own people like Don Aponte in the building. I think that's part of why there are as many rumors as there are about the Giants. Certainly Caleb Downs, if you take positional value out of it, would be a sensible pick at number five. He's one of the cleanest players in the draft. I had a scout tell me the other day it's his number one player because he's the safest pick in the entire draft. But, you know, a 5'11 safety who doesn't have dominant traits, are you taking that at number five? Certainly there'd be a case to be made for Sonny Styles. You could also make a case for them going wide receiver at that spot. I don't know that any of the wide receivers, as much as there's a lot of talent, I don't know that any of these guys is a slam dunk top five, top 10 type of a wide receiver. I would anticipate Carnell Tate as well as, you know, the wide receiver Jordan Tyson, who's working out today at Arizona State. If things check out medically, those are probably the top two for a lot of people. Are you taking one of those guys at five? I don't know. But, you know, continuing to add the weaponry around their young quarterback, Jackson Dart, would certainly, if you're not going defense, that would make some sense.
All right. I got to kick another tire on this. So the folks don't know who's the last word in the draft room right now for the Giants. Is it John Harbaugh at the end of the day, Tom?
Or
is
John Harbaugh contractually has a great deal of say over the roster. Joe Shane is still running the personnel department and running the draft. I think that a lot of the, you know, the final say kind of gets overblown. It's more a matter of the dynamics and the conversations that lead up to it. I mean, I've asked GMs that before. There's not a lot of occasions, if any, especially in the functional places, where somebody ultimately is pulling rank and making a pick and the other person gets ticked off. You see it occasionally. We've seen a few people walk out of draft rooms over the years because they're mad about something happening. I don't anticipate it's that. I think that there's a, you know, right now those two are working together with Harbaugh and with Joe Shane. But anytime you've got a new head coach coming in with an existing GM, you know, you're sorting through some of those things. And from, you know, the outside looking in, teams that have dealt with the Giants on trades, on contracts, on everything else, Yeah, there's just a little bit of a question right now, just in terms of who ultimately, you know, is truly in charge of the organization and everything that we know about how much money John Harbaugh makes, the type of contract he got, the things that are in the contract would suggest that John Harbaugh has a strong voice over all aspects of the operation.
Yeah, man. I mean, okay. I mean, it's entirely possible that this is a moot point and that he and Joe Shane are totally lockstep.
Do you think Joe Shane's going to pick a player that John Harbaugh doesn't
want? No way.
Right. That's like, let's just cut all the other stuff about the speculative part. Is he going to pick a player and John Harbaugh's like, I don't want that guy and he does it anyway? There's no chance of that happening. So they're navigating this thing together. So you can go through, you know, the track record of Baltimore when John Harbaugh was the coach there for the last 18 years, the types of players that he drafted. Mm-hmm. And then you can, you know, also certainly look at Joe Shane's draft history as well. I think there's clear needs on that team. I mean, I even had somebody suggest to me Jeremiah Love could be a spot there. If somehow he doesn't go 3 or 4, could he be 5 to the Giants and combine with Cam Scadaboo in the backfield? That makes less sense to me. But, you know, when you're drafting that high, you're not drafting for need. You're drafting the best football player available. And Jeremiah Love is absolutely a top 10, if not top 5 player in this entire draft.
Right. So the pick 6 through 10, where's the surprise spot there, do you think, Tom? What do you think?
I mean, there's going to be, if we're pulling up, you know, just the order again here, you've got, obviously, we talked through 3 and 4 and 5. Cleveland at 6. Again, they can move up. They can move down. It's Andrew Berry has shown that he's nimble during the course of the draft. If they stand in, for as much as they've invested in the offensive line, I still would not be surprised if they're drafting an offensive lineman. If Maui Noah's off the board, is that Spencer Fano? Is that Caden Proctor, who, you know, might be the most talented one in this entire draft, but has had some, you know, weight fluctuation issues. We've seen other guys get drafted high, and, you know, that's been a struggle for him. Andre Smith, Mekhi Becton, you know, but he's done well. Proctor's done well in his interviews. That's helped himself in the process. Washington at 7, you know, potentially a wide receiver there would make a ton of sense just upon where they are in their program and trying to surround Jaden Daniels. You know, could that be Jordan Tyson? You certainly could see it again because the tape is so good. The good is so good on tape. It's just a matter of getting comfortable with a guy with a very long injury history who, again, is going to work out in front of clubs in a couple hours here out there in Arizona. You know, again, I think that we talked about this last week just because there is such a drop off after those elite players, Rich. I think that right around 10 is where things start to get really interesting because people are going to run out of true first round grades on their boards before we get to the 15th pick. And so if your guys get swept up, you're going to be trying to bail out of there. If you're down to one guy on your board, you might be trying to go up.
All right. And then lastly for you, Tom, before we get to Pittsburgh, you recall the 2021 NFL draft in Cleveland. And it was a lot of excitement because COVID did not prevent us from convening in person. And there was a lot to talk about. But right before it broke the news that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to return to Green Bay. And he basically said, I'm out. I'm never going to play there again, which he did eventually. But it was the beginning of the end. And so do you think the first name we talk about on Thursday night is Aaron Rodgers? Because he does announce that he's coming back to a crowd. That's a rumor that's pretty damn hot right now, Tom. What do you think?
I would say I have no anticipation right now that Aaron Rodgers is going to announce anything prior to the draft. I know that Art Rooney had indicated that they hoped it would be around then. I have not been told that. I don't think that that's really a deadline from the Steelers' perspective. You know, really, the important thing for Pittsburgh is having Rodgers there by the time OTAs kick off in mid-May. So he's out there on the grass actually practicing with the team. Now, it's Rodgers. We all know that he does unexpected things sometimes. I would say attending the NFL draft is probably not high on Aaron Rodgers' bucket list. It would certainly save us a lot of words and a lot of speculation for weeks to come if he did show up and do that. But as much as we've talked about the draft being that time, I have not gotten that indication. I don't think that the Steelers have really been told to expect an answer prior to the start of the draft. It would be good if they got one by mid-May, by the time they're actually out there on the practice field. Will it come next week? It'd be great for all of us. But right now, I have no reason to believe that that's coming.
All right. So then what's more likely for you on this Friday? What's more likely show before we send you off to your weekend? And then we'll see you in Pittsburgh next week. Is the likely, what's more likely? Thursday night, no current players in the NFL get traded at all, or somebody does, and if so, who's the most likely name on that list, Tom?
I would say not likely on Thursday.
Okay.
You know, there's certainly some of those names hanging out there, A.J. Brown, but that's in all likelihood a post-June 1 transaction because of the cap consequences. We've had, you know, speculation, obviously, in a deal that was done at one time involving Max Crosby that could get kicked up again, whether that's this week or in June or in August. But right now it's been very quiet on that front. Same with Myles Garrett. Again, not impossible. Somebody could call with a type of monster offer. I know that everybody in the organization, all the way up to ownership, has downplayed the idea that Myles Garrett is available. But Andrew Berry, who last year said, we are not trading Myles Garrett, has softened that language a little bit. And so we'll see. You know, it's a wild league, Rich. There's a lot of different things that happen, but I would say a lot of the front burner types of things, I don't anticipate the draft being that deadline. You know, you could have something. If somebody offers 3 first round picks for any player, obviously things can change. I think it'll be more interesting Friday and Saturday. Some of these former highly drafted quarterbacks, could Anthony Richardson get moved? Could Will Levis get moved? There are some other players, you know, Dexter Lawrence, what happens in that situation? That would maybe be the one if he's going to get traded on Thursday. I just don't get the sense that the Giants are really eager for that to happen. They're paying him, owe him $20 million this year. He had a half a sack last season. He's clearly trying to get a new deal and willing to pull out all the stops, including a public trade request. It's possible. But as I sit here right now, I would not say anything is far enough down the line to make me believe we get that type of a bombshell like we did years ago when A.J. Brown and Hollywood Brown were traded inside the first round on the clock
right
in the same draft out in Vegas.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the time. We'll see you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
All right. Very good. Tom Pelissero, everybody, sending us off to our weekend before the draft right here on the Rich Eisen Show. One person asked about Aaron Rodgers is our next guest. His name's Cam Hayward.
Hey.
What?
I'm just like, hey.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Hey.
I like seeing
Cam Hayward, everybody. He is next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Okay. I'm still learning the business.
Very good. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show, ladies and gentlemen. We've already had a nice chat in our Disney Plus ESPN television only segment. And I'm thrilled to have here back on the program is somebody who at this point last year was going all in on a certain guy who refused to say if he was going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here we are again. So it's a perfect time to bring this subject matter up again to Cam Hayward, ladies and gentlemen, back here on the program.
Cam, let's go, baby.
How are you?
Thank you for letting me return after those chaotic moments.
No, that was great last year. And you're basically like, hey, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play for us, you know, just we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's, you know, essentially that your subtext was like, what's his malfunction? You know, and now here we are again. It's the same thing, Cam. You want to say the same thing, pretty much?
I don't want to say the same thing. He's worn the black and gold. Just return, baby. That's all we need. I think he had a fun time being a part of this crew, and we really enjoyed his company. But I'd like to be able to, you know, run it back with him.
Okay. So if I just want to keep stirring it up and ascribing a belief system to you that you might not actually verbalize, let me just continue doing this. You're hosting a draft party at Tequila Cowboy on April 23rd on draft night in Pittsburgh. Yes. You're also going to be conducting interviews for your terrific podcast on which I have appeared, not just football podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You listed off on the TV side of things a whole bunch of terrific named guests. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Aaron Donald, right? I've heard of him.
I did.
There was another Aaron in there, too. Aaron Smith.
Yes.
It looks like you got room for a third Aaron, but he's not appearing on the pod.
That was very crafty of you, I have to admit.
Thank you.
There's always a spot open for Aaron.
For third, which Aaron?
For Thursday.
Which
Aaron? Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I got two. I got two out of three. I need to go and make it a full complete set. Right.
So where is he right now, Cam? Where is he?
Oh man, he might be on a darkness retreat. Might be shooting season two of Enigma.
Okay, I like it. Could be doing that.
He might just be getting ready for Jeopardy.
Could be.
My guy can do a lot of different things, he'll be ready for the season, hopefully.
Okay, so all right, I'll take one last crack at this. when do you think you're going to get an answer on this front?
Oh man, I don't know. But you know, I think everybody is all in on him,
right?
And I think that's just from what we got to see this season. We were pleasantly surprised how great he was. Coming off of being in the Jets to him just being a breath of fresh air of how he went about his business, was accountable, held others accountable. Loves the game and just studies his ass off. Like, I haven't seen many guys to that level of just knowing the insides and outs of football, whether it was Ben or him. Those two, they just operate on a different scale.
So I guess a lot of folks are wondering as well going into this draft, if you don't mind me turning you into a little bit of the paparazzi here, about, you know, the Steelers and what Rodgers is intending to do, the 21st overall pick. There's Ty Simpson of Alabama, should the Steelers want to go in that direction. But there's also another guest of yours at your draft party next Thursday night that you're having on your pod, and Will Howard. What can you tell me about his readiness, future? I know he's a champion quarterback at the collegiate level and brings that sort of dog to the hunt here.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about him and the future here in Pittsburgh for him?
So the one thing I've loved is Aaron's been a big fan of Will's and watched him from afar and watched him grow this year. And, you know, Will is always going to compete. Will has always had, you know, the chips stacked against him. And now, you know, he's going into a year where there's a little uncertainty. Obviously, everybody wants Aaron back. But if you do go in a direction where you have Will, you feel pretty confident. And I think when you look at the 21st pick, why not insulate? Why not have some other guys that build out your roster? That way you can look at and say, whoever takes over this job is going to have weapons, is going to have more pieces around him.
So you've seen, because again, he hasn't really had much time, right?
Yeah.
It's so difficult. That's another subject matter entirely about mm-hmm. about getting quarterbacks ready in the league in which reps are so rare, and certainly live reps are go to the guy who's definitely going to start 100%. But what have you seen? What can you tell Steeler fans about Will Howard in year two, Cam?
Well, you know, as much as he was out during the season, when he was back, he was competing against us, and you know, he was just giddy for the opportunities. You know, Mike T would love to, you know, pose the threat of us going against a mobile quarterback who, you know, is ready to, you know, pose a challenge. And Will did that. Will was definitely getting better throughout the year, completing passes. And you know, when you have a guy of his caliber, and then you don't get all the pieces around you, you don't get the DK Metcalfs, but you get some other pieces. So you put him with, you know, DK and Pat, and now we got Pittman as well. So
yeah,
he's going to feel a lot more secure in taking over that spot when eventually he does.
And then, you know, congrats to you belatedly on the contract for you. And I know that's something you've been going back and forth on. So you're happy, right?
I am. Awesome. I'm happy right now. I'm ready to focus it on ball. And, you know, I get a chance to keep doing what I love.
What is that?
Playing football and getting the chance to talk to you.
No, I'm sorry. Nice. And I know you mean playing football, but why? What do you love about it? Like, what keeps you coming back? What is it?
The competitiveness of it, having a chance to compete for a Super Bowl, you know, continue to just keep trying to grow my legacy, and then give back to, you know, the younger guys. I was really fortunate to have guys like Aaron Smith, Brett Kiesel, and Casey Hampton, who just showed me the way and showed me how to be a professional. And hopefully I'm doing that for our younger guys.
Okay, you sure are. I can tell you that. And Mike McCarthy in the mix now. What's your first blush reaction? Obviously, it's only been a couple days here, but what do you think?
Full Yinzer. You know, you talk about a guy who needs to embrace, you know, Steeler tradition and, you know, the city of Pittsburgh. He embraced it before all of us. That guy, he understands ball. He understands what makes up a team. And the thing I loved about it is he's not trying to be Mike T. He's trying to be Mike McCarthy. And he's trying to build a team. And he's trying to do things differently, but still the right way. And I think it's going to, you know, benefit us in the future.
All right. I'm going to turn you into a media member again here because news just broke. Will Anderson just signed a 3-year extension. You want to guess for how much?
Let me see. 3 years?
Yeah. You want to guess?
150?
That's it. Well, we just put up on the screen.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
What do you think? $134 million guaranteed.
Woo.
Man, that edge tandem between him and Daniil, it's pretty special. So, you know, I asked that question a while ago. After you paid CJ, were you going to be able to pay Will Anderson? And they answered it. And when you have those two guys on the outside, they just create havoc. And Will Anderson is, you know, as much as Daniil gets all the love, Will Anderson is a dog, and he is young, and you feel his presence play in and play out. So kudos to the Texans for getting that done.
Yeah, I know you, unfortunately for you, had a front row seat to seeing him and Hunter do their thing on Rodgers. In the playoffs, you know.
Yeah.
And he is that talented. I just got to push back though. They didn't pay CJ. He's not paid.
Wait, I thought they did. I saw one.
No, they picked up his fifth year option. No, they picked up his fifth year option.
Oh.
And they're gonna. I don't know. That's the question, Cam. You know what I mean? Like, he's not the highest paid Texan. It's the guy who's rushing the quarterback. And
you need both.
I know. I don't know. I mean,
the salary cap isn't real. Everybody knows it. You can pay whoever you want and make it look like you can or you can. If you want the guy, you pay the guy.
That's breaking news right there. That's pretty much it, though, right?
Not real.
Have you used that negotiation with the Rooneys? So have you used it like, just pay me, man? The cap isn't real. Have you used that
before? I haven't. Okay. I like to rely on just the way I play.
That's it. There you go. But CJ, you know, I mean, CJ looks like he's going to either sign this summer or they're going to make him prove it. That's what it looks like.
If you make them prove it, you're just going to have to pay more. That's the only thing.
You think so, huh? Because Chris Brockman is looking for a team in the NFL. Cam Hayward. Let's go here with Cam.
Sure.
Chris Brockman is looking for a team in the NFL who looks at a kid that they've drafted, despite how successful he may be, if he doesn't reach a championship game or a Super Bowl, throw him back into the free agent pool and start all over again, rather than paying him amount of money like you paid Tua in Miami or somewhere else, and you're stuck with a contract that's going to cost you your job. Cam, and he thinks maybe the Texans with C.J. Stroud could be it.
Oh, man. That is a wild take. I'm just going to say it, because it's one thing to have a quarterback. It's another thing to not. And if you don't have a quarterback in this league, you are going to be fighting uphill, and you're going to be stuck in a state of uncertainty for years to come. Has C.J. played the best as of late? No, but I think – you got to continue to just keep surrounding him. You got to continue to just keep building around him. Mm-hmm. And I think he to have so much success early, it'd be a shame to move off this quick. You know, he's a guy that he's gotten the team to the playoffs multiple times.
And won a game. And won a game in the playoffs. Yeah. Every year.
To put him on Tua's level, I don't think Tua has done as much as CJ's done in his time. So – I would push back on trying to restart that whole thing.
Okay. Hey, Cam, before I let you go, where's Mike Tomlin? Do you think we see him at the draft? Do you think we see him next year?
I think he's on a beach somewhere.
You think?
Hopefully he's got his feet kicked up, you know, drinking a margarita. The one thing I will respect that I've talked to him about is he's going to visit a lot of coaches that – actually would like take part in our practices or just come visit. He's going and returning the favorite now these days, whether it's in basketball or different sports. And then he's going to see his daughter Harley compete in all their tournaments. So I'm just happy he gets to be, you know, him, and not have the weight of the world on his shoulders. But, you know, we'll see once the regular season starts rolling around where he's at.
No, I hear you. Let me dig into that a little bit more. What do you mean? Coaches that would come to Steelers practices and want to pick his brain, or he would offer up practices to let them see something. Now he's going to go there and return the favor by saying, I'll come to your practices and give you 2 cents that way also?
2 cents and just visit.
Like who would come by, do you think? Give me some names.
You know, I know he would always have like Jason Kidd come by. Okay. He had,
I
am blanking. I haven't watched enough college. Calipari, he would have come by at times.
Okay.
And a bunch of different coaches. And, you know, Mike T is always one of those guys who wants to just pick everybody's brain. You know, I remember talking about how he would talk to Popovich all those years ago and, you know, just being a student always, but then, you know, on the same time, he can be a teacher and be a supporter to that as well.
Yeah. So we won't see him on the stage waving to Pittsburgh fans. You don't think so?
No. Nah. Nah. Hopefully the next time you see him is on Not Just Football.
Okay. I like that. Well done. And you know, it's interesting you brought this up, because I was going to bring it up to you. The sport of college basketball. Cam?
Yeah.
Did you watch it recently?
I did. Got my heart broken. I thought Duke was going to win it all. And, you know,
Duke break your heart?
I've always been a Duke fan. You know, Jason Williams was my guy. Like watching him and Prince Duhon and, oh man, those were fun times. JJ Redick, but now like he's a coach now, which is crazy to me.
Right.
Always been a big fan of Coach K, but you know, to be up 4 points with like 45 seconds to go in the UConn game blow that game was, you know, baffling.
That's not the teams that won it though, right, Cam? Which team?
I quit watching after that.
Oh, is that right? Interesting. No, I could fill you in. So you're a Duke fan because Ohio State doesn't have a basketball program to root for? Is that the way it works?
Oh, gosh.
I've just always been a Duke fan. Ohio State lost to TCU in the first round. Great game, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's
been a long time since Jim Jackson was there, is basically what you're saying. It's been a long time since Jimmy Jackson had them.
I just thought you guys were going to call it imaginary timeout and, you know,
that's
you know have another problem.
That's such a 90s joke, Cam. I'm living in the present.
We're both from the 90s. Let's do that.
I know. I'm living in the present. Fantastic. Well, congratulations on your new deal. And by the way, you certainly have enough money to buy a vowel, as I could see in the back there. Look at what I have, too.
You have one, too?
Look at me.
Wow. How'd you do?
Cam, he mopped the competition.
I mopped the floor.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard and Candace Parker.
Not even close.
I love them both.
Yep.
I'm big fans of them both, but they got in the way. It's basically what I'm saying.
Oh, gosh.
How did you do?
Oh, man. I was going through contract negotiations at the time. That's all I can say.
Oh, what does it mean? So you were distracted? Is what you're saying? You were distracted?
What an excuse.
That's an excuse?
I'll just say that.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
You couldn't let your agent handle your business? Who are you on? Who are you on with Celebrity Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, man. Brian Austin Green.
Okay. All right.
She was such a lovely lady. I don't want
to. Who did you lose to, man? Oh, my God.
We all lost. We all didn't win. So that's all that matters.
Okay. Yeah, I just refused to lose, and I was a little too serious. Like, that's it. That was my face. Like, that was it, man.
It's a cool process, though.
Wasn't it?
It was so unbelievable. Cool.
It's like out of body. Like, that's Ryan Seacrest. That's Vanna White, you know?
And
like
awesome.
Studio audio. She's great.
That's
a studio audience. And I'm like, okay, I just could not. I said, smile. I had to tell myself to smile that this is for charity. It's a fun game. You're playing the Wheel of Fortune. But I just couldn't. I had a very serious look on my face.
Is right.
Yeah. Too much. So
I love the look, you know, for me, when I went, I was trying to be serious. And then Ryan Seacrest was telling us about how he was a long snapper at one time, which I was not aware of, from Georgia as well.
Okay. So, Ryan Seacrest long snapping. I didn't expect that.
And so he actually did that in the show. I can't leak anymore, but
okay.
Has it aired yet?
It hasn't aired yet. Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's why I can't find it.
I see.
That's
no, I'm sorry. No, mine's aired. You can look it up. I won $88,000 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, buddy. It was great.
What a baller. You are.
Thank you. That's called a mic drop. So the party, draft party at Tequila Cowboy next Thursday in Pittsburgh. Go seek it out. You'll be hosting also your podcast, not just football podcast, with a cast of thousands. Aaron Donald in Pittsburgh. That's where it all started for him, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before I let you go. Yeah. You must have watched him practice, right? When he was in college, correct?
Yeah, no? I used to watch him practice. And then in the off season, even during COVID, when he was with the Rams,
right?
We would be on like the other sides of the field. We all be just training. And, you know, I've always respected Aaron a lot throughout these years for how he competed and how he worked. And, you know, it's nothing short of, you know, something special, because that dude is, you know, a great competitor, a great worker, and, you know, he's one of the best to ever do it.
Well, dude, you'll both be sharing a room in Ohio one day. I can say that safely. And I don't mean, you know, like you're going back to the dorms in Columbus. when he was practicing, though, as a collegiate player, did he stand out? When you ever got a chance to look on the field, when you're on the same facility? No.
I don't think we ever really got a chance to really look at the practices, but
I bet
you knew it was special when he was, you know, spending time outside of just practice,
right?
Work. I think he used to bring in one trainer that would, you know, throw knives at him. And,
what?
You know, he was always trying to work on different things. He was always big on hands. I'll say that.
Throw knives, and he'd had to catch the knives by the handle. Otherwise it would cut him.
Maybe they were just trying to trying to stab him or whatever, but like Aaron, that was his job. Like, jeez. His hands were pretty impressive.
It would have to be if you're avoiding knives. So anyone can go to any of your socials, hit a link, and that's how they can get tickets to come see you. Correct?
Yes, sir. Awesome. And guess what?
Yeah.
Everybody at the Rich Eisen Show is welcome.
Heard that. I mean, thank you, Cam. We will be there.
The initial. No, please come.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, you don't?
No, nope.
All right, Cam, plus 15. That's how we're coming in hot. But I'm not one of the 15 because I'll be working unless you yank me off the set. Two, so. Not just football we'll podcasts, wherever you get your pods. Great to see you, Cam. Mm-hmm. I hope to see you in Pittsburgh.
Great to see you. Can't wait to see you.
There you go. That's Cam Hayward, everybody. Every Aaron but Rodgers will be on that podcast. That's always a blast with Cam Hayward. Let's take a break. We'll be back with your phone calls. Oh, by the way, a follow-up on one of our more popular YouTube videos that it's out there on our YouTube channel right now. That'll be fun. Next. Rich Eisen here. Every time I travel for a major sports moment, whether it's a playoff run or a huge primetime matchup, I see firsthand what happens to a city. Hotels fill up fast. Energy builds. Everyone wants to be part of it. Now imagine that on a global scale. The FIFA World Cup is coming this summer, people, and with it, thousands of fans traveling to host cities across the country. If you happen to live in one of those cities and you're planning to be away, maybe you've got your own summer trip lined up, this could be a practical opportunity. While you're gone, you could list your space on Airbnb and welcome traveling fans who want to experience the FIFA World Cup in person. You're not changing your routine. You're not committing to anything year-round. You're simply making the most of a moment when your city is in the global spotlight. I know when I'm on the road for a huge event, having a comfortable home base makes all the difference. And that's what fans will be searching for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Is in fact the number to dial right here on the program. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible. Overcoming high interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. The number one video on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel right now. It's not from the sport of football. It's not from the sport of baseball or basketball. It's not even the pop culture, although the Andrew McCarthy celebrity true or false and the Bob Odenkirk video from yesterday talking about being better call Saul, it's off the charts. It's Rick Bonus.
Rick Bonus.
At the time, the interim head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, who lost six straight home games to not make the playoffs, and our coverage of his outstanding coach rant at the post-game podium is front and center on our YouTube channel. Just in case you missed it, here's a taste.
You know, all you got to do is look at the stat sheet. Three hits, 23 giveaways. Like, I don't know if I'm back, but if I'm back, I'm changing this culture. These guys, they don't care. Losing is not important enough to them. It doesn't bother them. Like, how can you go out and play like that? Should have done this about a month ago. But this is why we are where we are. This is why we're out of the playoffs. That kind of effort. Losing, you have to hate losing. I don't care if it's a meaningless game. I don't care. Show up and compete. Three hits, 23 giveaways. What else you want to know?
What else you want to know? I mean, that's one of the best drops in our arsenal right now.
What else you want to know?
Oh, you want to know something else? Well, the Columbus Blue Jackets heard it and gave him a deal to return as head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Hey.
Nice. Attaboy.
Yeah. That's just all I would say.
Attaboy, it, bonus.
It's for the 26-27 season. That's it.
Oh, just next year.
Not much of a commitment.
Okay, great.
But he's back. Okay. And the team that he said, I guess they want him to break some bonus off.
You know.
And here was Rick Bonus at his introductory press conference. Hit it.
After a game like that and the stretch we had, I'm not going to come in here and say, oh, we were close tonight or we battled hard. I'm not going to do that. People aren't stupid. They're watching. They see what I see, man. And the players see it, too. They're honest. They see it. So, you know me now. Sometimes my passion gets in my way, and it does, and it's happened before. And I'm hoping it won't happen again. But that's why I'm sitting here, is the passion and the love of the game. So that's who I am. And, you know, there's times it goes overboard. Yeah, I know that. I probably pushed it a little bit far, and I get that. But that's who I am.
And that's why he's sitting there, though.
Yeah,
don't you
sure.
think, like, they saw that and, like, the players are lucky that there's no practice tomorrow because
that was funny.
It would be rough.
Mm-hmm.
And things are tough. Things are hard. Right? You know what I mean? That's why he's sitting there.
Absolutely.
What else you want to know?
All right. What else you want to know?
He should have said that at the end for fun.
Well, he might have said it in the press conference. I don't know. What else you want to know?
What else you want to know?
It's so great, man. It's one of my favorite drops in the history of this program now. So it'll be great.
It's great.
So Rick Bonus is back.
Go
man.
Get it. Bonus, baby.
Pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. Hour three, what's more likely?
Yes.
Right? Before that, we've got to hit on the big signing contract extension in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The highest paid non-quarterback in the National Football League.
What stands out to you about that?
Well, I'll put a pin in it. I'll talk about it at the top of the next hour because we don't have enough runway here.
Okay, great.
What else are we? Peter Farrelly's in our green room.
There's some Cardinals news.
Yes. We have an interesting holdout.
Mm-hmm.
From a quarterback you would not expect wanting to hold out.
Interesting.
That's coming up in hour number three. I would stay tuned for all of this. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And
head-to-head with TJ.
There you go.
What else you want to know?
Oh, that's right. TJ is going to be going up against us. Got to have our...
Oh, the Rams just dropped a draft teaser, like mini movie that O'Shea's in.
Oh, really?
They kind of like reenacted Friday, but called it Thursday.
But O'Shea's in it?
Yeah, with Chris Tucker's son.
He didn't tell us.
Yeah. Really?
That was cool.
Huh? Jared Verse is in it. A bunch of the Rams players. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
And Cam Hayward's invited you to the party.
And we are going.
He doesn't really want you there.
Oh. Tough.
No, he doesn't want
it's you too
there.
Late.
He doesn't want you there.
We're making arrangements.
No, you should always come.
Just slide in.
That's what Everyone's he said.
No, I think large. He was excited. I think that was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'd love you guys to come.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't take it
that's
that
how
way.
I'm going to take it that
That's
way.
How I took it. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to Pittsburgh? That's right.
Yeah.
Del Tufo doesn't do anything anymore.
No.
Except show off those chiclets and drive to Pico Boulevard.
Show off the chiclets. Have we gotten one of those?
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.